Only Sheriff of Nottingham opposes taking from the poor. Gary Freeman, Nottingham Socialist Party and Nottingham Save Our Services Steering Committee, personal capacity. Two Labour councillors referred to Nottingham as a rebel city at this year's budget-setting meeting. Another councillor previously said that the swingeing cuts proposed by the council will destroy the fabric of the city. But they all voted for cuts. Shugaf Takwadus, who holds the ceremonial post of Sheriff of Nottingham, was the only councillor to vote against. She presented the Nottingham City Unison petition, with over 1,500 signatures, with 200 protesting outside. She said that, when she became sheriff, I pledged to amplify the voices of the people of Nottingham. Three independents abstained. And over 20% of 50 Labour councillors did not turn up. But Labour councillor Shugaf Ta was the only one to bravely oppose the budget. She resisted pressure that was placed on her inside and outside the council chamber. For example, Labour sought to justify its unjustifiable vote by saying that, if the budget was defeated, there would be no services and no wages, and one councillor disparagingly described a vote against as vanity. Some Labour councillors talked about protecting services whilst cutting them, and hoping that a future Labour government will fund councils more than the Tories. If that's the case, then refuse to make the cuts, and give Starmer the bill. But the Labour leader of the council admitted the opposite in a recent radio debate with Orville from Nottingham Save Our Services, SOS. Then council leader David Mellon said that we shouldn't expect anything early from a Labour government. The council may have voted for the cuts in the council chamber. But the trade union and community fight continues, and Nottingham SOS isn't going away. If they come for our services, we won't let them take them.